lived harmoniously as their language, their customs, and their way of life were in fact closely related. Sadly, though, after these times of abundance came times of need. Families had multiplied, and, as time went on, they realized that the space they shared had become too tight for comfort. But what should they do? They began squabbling over fields and pastures, and they were no longer sure about their land. The squabbles turned into fights. People started to fear that warriors from other tribes would invade the borders of their territory, plunder their homes, and ravage their crops. Two brothers from a prominent family, Dukes Czech and Lech, wanted their people to be rid of this burden. They decided to leave their volatile territory and set off to look for a country where they could live in peace. The Dukes called their people together and announced their decision. There was not a dry eye in the whole assembly as they listened to the news. But no one objected, and they began to look forward to finding a new homeland. They said their farewells to their homes, but did not waver as they made their preparations for the long journey into the unknown. The journey was arduous, and the children wept along the way, but the people continued resolutely. They headed to the west. Firstly, they travelled through territory where they met their kinsmen. They passed by desolate houses in ruins, glancing at the devastated lands, and the wailing and moaning of the destitute people rang in their ears. They continued on, leaving the impoverished land behind them. They crossed the Odra River, climbed up into the high hills, and found themselves in the mountains. It was an arduous path. They had to climb steep hills, work their way through swamps, hack through bushes, and struggle through thick grasslands. In the evening, they lit high bonfires to heat their weary bodies and to keep away the wild beasts of the forest. Fewer people lived in the mountains, but they were wilder and more aggressive, so there was no lack of disputes or skirmishes. The exhausted pilgrims crossed the great river Elbe, and, after some time, they managed to reach the next stream. After conquering the Vltava River, they had all reached the end of their tether. "Let's stop. When can we finally rest? I can't go on any longer. And it's going to be dark soon. Let's spend the night here," voices called out from all sides. Duke Czech stopped his horse, pointed at a mountain which rose up before them in the middle of a vast plain, and called out in a loud voice, "We will go to that mountain and rest at the foot of it." The men, women, old people, and children quietened down, turned their eyes to the mountain, and with no further grumbling, they obeyed their leader's command. The people confidently settled down to sleep, while their leader wondered what the next step should be. Where should he seek a home for his kin? In which direction should he lead them? Where should they build their dwellings, plough fields and sow grain? It was a pensive Czech who sat alone by the dying fire, looking for answers to his questions.